Hey, it's Mike with the Daily BM. On this episode, we talk about the latest 15-minute sensation, Hakutui Girl, and how I despise social media for kids. Hope you enjoy the episode. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hey, good morning, fuckers. What's going on today? As you can tell, I'm in a fucking shit mood, and I'm ready to freaking talk about somebody who, you know, spits on dicks. What's going on, Mike? Speaking of that.
Jesus.
Wow. Rise and wear form today.
No, I'm pissed
off. Everybody,
welcome
back to the Daily BM. Rad's having a moment. He just gets crass when he's mad, unlike me, who's funny when I'm mad.
I just get pissed off, and then when I get pissed off, it's better to be pissed off than pissed on, I guess.
Brad gave away the information that we're going to be talking about today, and we're going to be talking about our good old friend. Yeah. She's become an internet sensation immediately.
The Hakutui chick, huh?
Yeah. So, have you been following her epic saga across the internet?
The only thing that I know, I've been seeing a shit ton of memes, man. I don't know. I'm getting to the point now where, even though we're talking about it, I'm getting kind of tired of it, just because of all the, you know, shit that you, like, my feed is just nothing but that shit. You know what I mean? But some of it is, but some of it is pretty fucking clever. I mean, I gotta give them credit, man. Some of these people come up with some really good stuff. I mean, like, I've seen memes like showing the weather, and it's like, huh, and it's her doing the motion, and then it's like showing the clouds going off to the side. You know what I mean? Just spit on them clouds.
So allegedly her name is Kimmy Moorhead, because I haven't researched any of this.
Wait, stop right there before you continue. What was her name?
Kimmy Moorhead.
Kimmy Moorhead?
Yes. And
hold on a second. Better. Wait. Moorhead. Right?
It gets better. And I don't think this is real, but it's just too good not to share. Because her father is Pastor Craven Moorhead.
Yeah. Be fucking with me.
Like I said, I haven't fact checked it at all. I haven't looked it up. I don't know if that's
his
her
name
or
is
not.
Craven Moorhead.
Yes. Now this was a my source is an Instagram reel that said breaking news on it from MCM 2907. So I'm pretty sure that it's 100% legit.
Are you serious? There is no fucking way her dad's name is Craven and his last name is Moorhead. Craven Moorhead. That right there is a red flag to me that says this might be bullshit. But I do like the fact if her name really is Moorhead, dude, how freaking classic that's going viral. I heard that she shut her socials down the other day. So I don't know. I think I would own that shit.
So, like I said, I haven't had a chance to check out if this is true or not. But basically, in this article, she said that, or he said, that her dad said, we had hoped that she had spoke the word of God and not just become a national laughingstock. To which she replied to her father, my dad's just jealous because he ain't getting any.
Yeah, now, get in line.
Now I'm hoping that that's not real. But if it is, that's pretty fucking hysterical. Craven Moorhead. And Kimmy Moorhead.
Kimmy Moorhead. Kimmy Moorhead. Gimme Moorhead.
Yeah,
I don't know, man.
Yeah, exactly.
It just seems a little
play on words.
Yeah, it just has to be. It seems a little bit out there for me to believe that shit. That's just me.
Yes.
But here's my thing.
Well, yeah, but it sounded really good. I mean, that was some ingenuity, whoever put that together. And I mean, and part of me just hopes it's real, because I think that'd be hysterical, because it couldn't get any better. Now, you did hear, remind me if it's correct, the other day that she was a preschool teacher and she got let go of her job because of it.
That's
what
I heard.
Have you done any fact searching on that?
I haven't done any facts to back it up, but I figured, fuck it, we'll talk about it, because so much other shit is like not finally fact checked across the internet. So welcome to the era of not being fact checked. But my thing is, it's like, if it is true and she was let go of her position, what's your stance on that, man? Because I mean,
I kind of got mixed feelings about it because, I mean, she was out on a, Friday or Saturday night on her own personal time, whatever, or during the week, whatever it was, on her own personal time. And the guy was interviewing her. You know what I mean?
Yes. So a quick, a quick little internet search popped up the Times of India, which this sounds very legitimate.
Hello. She, it is 100% fact checked.
Yep. It says that she was not fired from her job.
Okay.
But someone else was fired for using the meme, according to JD Motorsports, the NASCAR Infinity Series team. They fired its social media manager for using the Hawk Tui meme, which was immediately taken down. So it wasn't that she was fired. It was a, I guess a social media manager reused the meme on something, and that company, NASCAR Infinity Series team, did not like it at all. So they fired that person because of it. That's what this India Times article says. She was not fired from the Epstein Day School. I guess that was a viral humor satire page, which makes sense if you think about it. I mean, it's Epstein School. So, I mean...
Speaking
of weird shit,
you don't have to think too hard, you know, like the whole Epstein Island thing. But you know, you did ask a question. Okay, how do I feel about it? Well, you know how I feel about social media in general. Like, I don't think it's a safe place for kids, and I don't think kids should be on it. And you should be able to express your freedoms on social media. And it's basically buyer beware in my feeling. So I don't care that she did it. It was kind of funny. You know, do I think less of her as a person? No. I mean, it's not like people don't do that all the time in closed doors. So it's kind of hypocritical for someone to be like, "Oh, that's disgusting." And for those, you know, parents out there that are going, "Oh, it's hurting the children." Well, the fucking children shouldn't be on there. I think you should be 18 years, verified 18 years or older to be on social media. I think you should be an adult, consenting adult to be on social media. Period. The end. Hard stop. Fight me if you don't believe me. Or you don't agree with me.
So you think that you should be 18 or older to be on social media?
Yes.
Even with the approval of the parent?
100%. And that's my opinion. And I think parents that take videos of their kids doing stupid shit and then posting up on social should be tried for child abuse.
See, here's
because
my thing.
Of the future, because of the future emotional trauma that could cause the child, because now they're getting unwanted internet attention that's going to come back and haunt them at later dates.
You know, I do see the problem with people under the age of 18, because they're so, I mean, because parents are already, and adults are already so obsessed with being on their phone. You know, I mean, we are so tied into this thing. And it's just like, it's so interweaved into our lives. And now with social media interweaving, you know, when social media was first created, I remember back in the day when like Facebook first came out, you know, cause I had a MySpace account, you know, MySpace was just fun. You know, you had your very first friend was Tom, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Everybody's first friend was Tom. It was such a different atmosphere. And then Facebook came around and totally just took it to a whole nother level. I mean, but when Facebook was still there, I remember it being like super hard to use. You know, in the beginning, you were like, Jesus Christ, man, I hate navigating this thing, because it was kind of like LinkedIn in a way. You know what I mean? I'm sorry, right. LinkedIn. I am going to dog you out a little bit, because LinkedIn was a little confusing, too. And so that's what Facebook reminded me of. But it gradually turned into, you know, oh, OK, well, I just want to put pictures of my family and everything. And then all of a sudden it became friends. And then next thing you know, it just took off like wildfire spreading through the California hills, you know. So the problem is like the Surgeon General just came out this last week, and he said that he wanted to put warning labels on social media, like how they are on cigarettes. Shit you not.
I'm 100% for it.
Well, I'm against it. And I'm going to tell you, well, let me, okay, go ahead.
You can tell me why first. No, go ahead. You go first. No,
I was going to say the reason why is because it doesn't work for cigarettes. That stupid ass thing on the side of the box doesn't work. If you're going to smoke, you're going to smoke. If you're going to use social media and just flash a screen up that says, oh, this could be harmful for your kids, blah, 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 blah. Nobody's going to fucking read it and nobody's going to care.
Right.
So if you really want to do something about it, then you have to just go ahead and say, all right, We're just going to monitor it. If you are under the age of 18, like you said, can't have fucking social media.
Yep.
Surgeon general warnings don't work. It's just like saying, oh, we're going to put what's on the fucking food package, but people still ate Alestra for a little while.
It's a start.
Start to what?
Moving in the right direction.
Okay, so what's the final finale in that? Like, what's the final reason? What do you think's the final outcome is going to be just from putting a warning label on it?
Start building awareness.
But we already are aware that it sucks. That's not a fix. That's just a stupid Band-Aid. That's like a thumbprint on it.
If they put it on there, you know, where they say that, you know, since 2007, suicide rates have increased 62% for Americans aged 10 to 24. So that means that's a huge, massive increase attributed to social media exposure. If they put a warning on there that there is a high probability that exposing your child to this could cause them to kill themselves, would you be a little bit more cognizant of what you're doing? Because people want to try to make the place a safe place for kids, and they're trying to take the responsibility off their own shoulders and put it on the shoulders of the service provider. So you're basically saying, hey, Mark Zuckerberg, raise my kid, you know?
You're listening to the Daily BM.
Here's you just said it right there where I was about to go with this. So I was letting you finish.
So,
but I'm going to interject on that. Trying to finish. On your back. But okay, so that's the problem right there. I don't think a warning label. Now, hear me out on this, and then you can rebut. But here's the thing. A warning label isn't going to stop it. Period. I don't care. You could build every awareness campaign in the world, because they tried to do it with cigarettes back in the day and it still doesn't work. Nobody fucking reads it. We still see people smoke. Now people are vaping, which is way worse in my opinion. Yeah. Right.
Well, let me ask you a question real quick.
Well, hold on. Well, hold that thought, because I'm going to go back to that statement that where I was like rebutting to your thing. So going back to what you just said, if there was there and the parents could read it, would they be more inclined to not have them use it? How about you just be a parent and you monitor your kids' activities? Yeah, I mean, I know it's tough because I got away with shit too as a teenager, but that's just part of life. But why not just sit down as a parent and educate your kids a little bit more? I mean, you told your kids not to smoke, but how many of us went out and smoked in the 80s? You may not have.
I didn't, no. But I'm just saying, smoked and I hated it.
But there was a lot, but you had a key factor there. Your parents smoked, said you fucking hated it. But so many kids that I knew in high school were smoking cigarettes at parties and stuff. I did it too. Right. I didn't inhale them. I just did it to look cool. I was like, yeah, man, that's cool as shit, dude. You know, but I just saw the fucking surgeon. You could die on the side of the box. You know what I mean? But I was just like, yeah, fuck it. I don't care. You know what I mean? Cause you're young and you're stupid. And then my dad caught me. But my dad caught me. My dad caught me and told me, hey, I'm going to tell you how this is going to work. And it kind of goes back to the old adage, and I know you're going to totally disagree with me on this. I know you are. But I remember the belt days, man. I remember the belt coming out, bro. And dad saying, hey, yeah, you know what? I'm going to make you pay the price for this shit then. And then I was like, man, I don't want to be doing that shit no more. And that's what's the problem, man. We made everybody so soft. But go ahead. I'll let you finish, because I want to still elaborate on that.
When you walk by a lake and there's a big sign that says, do not swim due to alligators, do you jump in and go swimming?
No, but people go in the ocean all the time and swim when they see sharks could be present. And they get ate.
No, I'm asking you a specific question. If you see a sign that says alligators in this water, do you run and jump in?
Of course not. It's an alligator.
If you don't see a sign, would you run and jump in? Like, you're going to the lake to go swimming.
Being from Florida? No.
Never. So you never, when you're out on the boat, you never, ever get in the water, ever.
Nope. Not in a lake that I know it's infested with alligators, which is just about every lake in Florida. Now, I will go out to like Chain of Lakes, for instance, and I will go out to where everybody hangs out and parks their boats. But I'm not going out to the middle of the freaking lake swimming.
There's not a sign there.
No, there are signs.
That's where everybody hangs out. But
no, there are signs.
But the areas you're talking about is where they're more likely, and that's where the signs are at. Like, there's not a sign in the middle of the water, all the boats are hanging out where you're at.
But we're not in the middle of the water. We're on the shoreline. Yeah.
Yeah, you're on the shoreline, but you're there. Correct. It's the beach. It's the beach shoreline where everybody goes and hangs out.
Correct. Correct. Right.
Yeah. You know, because that area is safer than the other area.
I see where you're going.
So what I'm saying is it works. Like warning labels do work, because it's just sometimes people are stupid. They don't pay attention. But here's the difference. You go into a store and you're underage and you buy a pack of cigarettes. Who's at fault? You or the store?
The store, because they card you and ask for your ID.
Correct. Why? Because that's the law.
Correct. So now, if you made it the law.
Yes.
Yep. And you made the law and they were under 18 and on social media without any proof of ID, then that's back on the social provider.
Well, exactly. They have to. That's where I think you should have an ID and you should have to register your account, because you have so many fake accounts. I mean, can you imagine how much safer the environment would be if all of us had to upload our driver's licenses to our social media and they verify that it was us? You wouldn't have as many scammers, you know, and everybody got the blue check that was verified because they didn't charge $11 for it. They actually gave it out to people that were verified. And that's the only way to be on the platform. And if you're not verified, then you're not on the platform. Now, I mean, yes, there's going to be a criminal element that can fake IDs just like everything else. And there's going to be that, but it's going to be a lot easier to police that and make it criminal as opposed to just letting it be a wild, wild west of, you know, child rape and pornography.
No, I think it's going to be really hard, just to back up on your driver's license thing. I think it'd be hard to spoof that because of the barcodes and everything else. It'd be really hard to spoof and be a
more challenging. Yeah,
it'd be a lot more challenging. I mean, it would cut down a lot of stuff. And now, look, I do agree with you on the sense of, yes, they should be able to, you know, crack down on it and do that. But I'm just stating a warning label when you sign in that doesn't verify anything is absolutely pointless. And on the internet, at least. It's just pointless. Nobody's going to care. They're just going to swipe right and go right past it. And I just think that's where it comes into the parents to manage the kids.
It might make you stop and think for a minute.
Who? The kid?
It does on other stuff. Everybody.
Or the adult.
Everybody. At some point. It might make you stop and think for a minute.
This might be a good test to go grab five teenagers and just pick five random teenagers and go, hey, I just want to freaking run something by you. If you saw this, would you swipe past this and not pay any attention to it and continue to create your account? Just a simple statement. Nothing else. Or maybe we have to word it to where it's not like leaning towards one side or the other. But I would like to test that and say one out of how many out of 10 would actually say, no, I probably wouldn't sign up for a social account on this.
It couldn't be teenagers because they're already in the mix of it and they can't live without social media. So you couldn't go with somebody that's already on social media and ask them that question because they'd be like, no, I'm already in it. I know what it's exactly like, you know, like,
so who would you get? So who would you get to test that theory?
I mean, I don't think you could test that theory unless you went to a country that doesn't have social media and you put it in front of people in their native tongue and see if they chose to sign up or not.
But that's my whole point. So I think in the United States, it's a complete waste of time because the kids it's already instilled in them.
It's the beginning of regulations like that. Yeah, the first thing is you put a warning label on it and then you can start enforcing it.
Well, I think they should just go past the warning label and just say either you enforce it or you don't. I mean, it's that simple.
Well, I'm hoping it goes there, but there's so many people that fight for it. You know, like my wife gets mad at me all the time because she tries to show me like a video of like a little kid on there, you know, where the parents filming them doing stuff and saying shit and like cussing or doing all sorts of stupid shit or, you know, getting hurt or not necessarily getting hurt, but more like, you know, doing dumb stuff. And I go, I don't want to watch your child abuse videos because that's what they are to me. Like, it's not cute. It's a parent exploiting their child for views because they want to make money off of Instagram.
Yeah.
And that child has no idea what's going on. I mean, you take a 3-year-old kid that's, you know, number one, you're teaching them how to cuss and be like completely degenerate to society. And it's not funny. Like, there's no humor in it. All joking aside, it's sad and despicable. And those people are abusing their child. And I don't care what you say. That's my opinion on it. And you're not going to change it because there's no benefit for the child to be put in that situation. None. It's strictly for the advancement of their parents on social media to get better exposure and to make money to monetize their child. So that's, you know, it's no different to me than like beauty pageants and things of that nature, because I don't believe in those either. I think those are like a work and a scam. Like that's strictly for, you know, parents living vicariously through their child. And that's to me a form of child abuse too, because the kids are conditioned for something they really have no control over. Plus, it's mostly all makeup and bullshit anyways. It's not like it's a talent. Does that make sense?
Total.
So, you know, so going that, back
that,
to
I, that I agree with. I mean, so back to the original. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, with the Hawk Tui girl, like I think that, you know, if social media was 18 plus, then people would be, it wouldn't be a big issue because then, you know, it's for adults. And number one is freedom of speech. You can say what she wants, when she wants, and how she wants to say it. There was no bullying in that. There was no attacking a group of people. So I didn't really have a problem with it. It was funny. Yeah, it was just her expression. And, you know, and here's the thing. If you don't know what it is, then you just like don't know what it is. So it's not offensive. So it's only offensive to people who know what it is. And then they're super ass hypocritical about it.
Listen, half the women, you know, and or guys, whatever, you know, half the people that probably get or more that get pissed off at it usually have done the same thing in the bedroom. Let's just face it. In your privacy of your own bedroom. Yeah. And she just spoke she just spoke her freaking piece, and that was that. Now, I didn't have a problem with it. I thought it was kind of funny because it's like, yeah, okay, cool. You know, whatever. Yeah. Hell, if she was single, it probably got her a bunch of freaking DMs. I don't know, whatever. But I just didn't have an issue with it. I think that if she was, and I don't know if she was, but if she was canned from her job or whatever, I think it's horseshit. That's just me. I mean, she just spoke her mind. It's not like she infringed on the company, unless it was in their company handbook. That stated,
yeah, I mean,
hey, you can't be up on social media. You can't be doing this, that, and the other. And she didn't take the time to read the handbook and sign it. Then guess what? Well, that's just the breaks, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's probably a right to work state that she's in anyways.
Which correct.
If she would have gotten fired for that. And truth be told, if that's your personality and you're working in a job where they don't accept you, then you shouldn't be there. You should go find a place that's going to cherish who you are as an individual for your uniqueness. No matter what it is, because obviously she was saying it to be funny, and she might have been a little intoxicated. And if someone has such a stick up their ass that they can't, you know, find sense of humor in that, you know, it wasn't like if she got fired, which we don't even know. Like, it wasn't like she named her company. Hi, I'm blah 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 of blah 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 and Hawk Tui. You know, like,
dude, you know, you just reminded
this message. So.
Before we get out of here, you reminded me of that cartoon back in the early '80s, late '70s, which was Hong Kong Fooey. Hawk Tui Fooey, number one super chick. I would have to create a meme of that and have her face on it going, oh.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's good sides to social media. I just think you have to have a developed mind in order to actually be able to process it and not get caught up in the trap. And I don't think kids have that ability. So I think it should be a kid-free zone. And I don't think it helps kids be more social because it makes them feel more isolated and more alone. Plus, there's no escape from, you know, if they are having a bad experience, like bullying and stuff like that.
Yeah. I was just going to finish on my final thought on this, and that is, you just hit it right on the money. I don't think it helps them socially. I think that makes them socially awkward or less more of a introvert and not want to be social because they're using that as their outlet to be social. There's no more riding the bikes to your friend's house, going outside and playing football, or, you know, going and just doing something stupid, you know, walking through the woods with your buddy, you know what I mean? Whatever it might be. I feel like a lot of that gets taken away because they're hiding behind their social screens and across behind their video games. So get out a little bit more, peeps. I mean, parents, get your kids out a little bit more. Get them out there playing, man. You know, get them more socially active in person with people versus, you know, on a computer.
Yep.
That's my final
thought. Keep them in a safe environment.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, guys, we're going to get out of here for today. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to head over to thedailybm.com where you can follow us on all of our socials. Also, don't forget to head over to masondangerbeardco.com where you get 20% off on all items simply by using the promo code DAILYBM. Mikey, you got anything before we get out of here?
Hey, everybody, have a good time. Remember, sometimes you just got spit on it.
Anyway. See you in a few. And we'll catch you guys on the flip side.
Have a good one.
Deuces.